CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome one more time Itamar Marcus, a researcher, founder of Palestinian Media Watch. He watches Palestinian TV, so you don't have to. Malcolm, you have a question about the Red Cross.
Yes, good to have you, Itamar, again. And for a long time, we have talked with you and others about the Pay to Slay, this outrageous program where the Palestinian Authority pays terrorists who are involved in attacks. And the worse the attack, the more money they get. And if they're killed, their family gets money, a house. And if not, they get the pensions that are multiple times of what a PA policeman gets. And hundreds of millions of dollars are involved. Now we find out that the Red Cross, the International Red Cross Committee's role in facilitating payments to the prisoners involved in these terrorist activities. What is it? How do they justify this, Itamar?
Well, first of all, let me explain the role. The terrorist does a terror attack and he ends up in an Israeli jail, and he can't start getting his Palestinian Authority salary until a Red Cross official visits him, fills out some forms, and the forms are then brought to the Palestinian Authority. There are a number of different forms. Recently, the person in charge of the salaries for the Palestinian Authority said on TV that the document that the Red Cross supplies, quote, we established as the regulation's main document to confirm salary. So the Red Cross is literally facilitating the pay for slay. It's facilitating paying of salaries to terrorists, which, by the way, the United States has already defined as incentivizing terror. So the Red Cross is doing this. Now, the Red Cross comes back after we expose this, and they said, well, it's the same kind of forms that we use with all prisoners who are in jail around the world. We're just confirming that they're in jail. However, I want to point out a few things. One, in the beginning, until the person is convicted, the prisoner has to have the form signed every 4 months by the Red Cross in order to get a salary. Now, nowhere else in the world is the Red Cross visiting these prisoners every 4 months. They're doing it just in order to enable the salaries. In addition, they sign power of attorney forms for these people to enable someone to open up an account to get their payment. They are absolutely involved in these terror payments.
The puzzle here, this is the Red Cross or International Red Cross. Do they have a response when asked about this conduct?
Yes, they say they do it for everyone else. But as I said, it's something special that they do for the Palestinian Authority, because they're doing these, they're enabling the opening of bank accounts for the terrorists that the money can be received. Without that, they wouldn't be able to receive the money.
And so when that's pointed out, I mean, I'm flabbergasted. When that's pointed out to them, they just repeat themselves. That's all.
So far they've just repeated and said, what we do for everyone. It's nothing special. Now, my point is even beyond that. Even if they did the same thing for them that they're doing for other people, for other prisoners, the fact that they know that this is facilitating terror payments means that they have to stop. In other words, if you do something that is innocent, you sell someone a hunting rifle, and you know he's hunting animals, that's fine. But if you know this person is going to use the hunting rifle to kill human beings, that is, you can't sell them the hunting rifle. Well, that's what's happening here. They know that these forms are being used for criminal activity, which is paying salaries to terrorists, and they're doing it anyway. They're looking the other way and say, oh, we do it for everyone. But the fact is, not everyone else, no one else is paying salaries to terrorists except the Palestinian Authority.
Malcolm?
One of the things I think that underscore how horrendous and outrageous this is, that since October 7th, 3,500 more terrorists have been listed as in the pay to slay payments, including those who are involved in the attacks on that day. And this costs them another $1.5 million a month. So all these complaints that they don't have money and yet they're pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into this outrageous effort is just, it's inexcusable. And yet the international community doesn't react. And we should distinguish the International Red Cross from the American Red Cross, which is an independent body, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's actually quite shocking. My organization, Palestinian Media Watch, we discovered this when the Palestinian Authority made this big announcement that everybody has to go and fill out the forms. And then they listed in a separate announcement all of these new people, and 606 of them they listed as people who had been arrested from Gaza. And that means another, obviously since then have been many, many more. What it means though is that they are including the Hamas terrorists on people who are recognized as prisoners who have to get salaries. Now you have to look, Palestinian law says anyone who's arrested, what they call resisting the occupation, according to their definition, killing an Israeli citizen, killing a child, killing a baby, raping an Israeli, everything that Hamas did is considered resisting the occupation. So all of these thousands of new terrorists who are in prison, every one of them under Palestinian Authority law is eventually going to start receiving the Palestinian Authority salary. It's already now $350 million a year. It's going to probably go up to $500 or $600 million a year. And the international community keeps funding the PA.
Malcolm, you have an UNRWA question.
I wondered, yes. What is the relationship with UNRWA? We've seen how their resources, their buildings, their facilities were used and how even members of the UNRWA staff were involved in the attacks on October 7th. What is the status today of UNRWA and its activities?
Well, the people blame UNRWA. And I think what people have to understand is that all of the UNRWA workers are Palestinian Authority workers or Hamas workers. On the West Bank, they're Palestinian Authority individuals. In Gaza, they're Hamas individuals. So the fact that they all support terror should not be surprising. We're not talking about UNRWA people flying over from Geneva. We're talking about the thousands of people and staff that they have. So it's not a surprise when you talk about UNRWA teachers who are teaching kids to hate and to kill and to want to be martyrs. Well, these teachers are all brought up in the Palestinian Authority education. They all were brought up on these values. So in a sense, even the failings of UNRWA are really all the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority is the ultimate problem in this conflict, and people who want to, the United States, for one, wants to impose the Palestinian Authority on Israel, that they should be the ones to rule Gaza. My God, they're the ones who created all the problems. They're the ones who educated the teachers who are now working for UNRWA, who are teaching all this poison. The Palestinian Authority has to go. They can't be given any more responsibility. Even the responsibility that they have up till now is just causing more terror.
Itamar, the UNRWA workers who were identified, I've seen photographs, as aiding and abetting being part of Hamas. What is their fate? Where are they now?
They're arrested by Israel, and they are in jail with all the other Hamas terrorists. Terrorists who are arrested in Gaza, Israel has a special category. They call them illegal combatants. And as illegal combatants under Israeli law, these Hamas terrorists from Gaza, they don't get the visitation rights of the Red Cross that the terrorists in the West Bank do. In the West Bank, it's considered a criminal activity, and they get the visitations. The ones from Gaza haven't yet gotten visitations from the Red Cross. And by the way, Israel recently heard complaints from the United States about this. There's no reason that these people should get Red Cross visits while our hostages in hell in Gaza aren't getting Red Cross visits.
And will they be prosecuted? Are we looking at a long series of trials?
We are talking about thousands of trials.
Right.
We're talking literally about thousands of trials. And there's even talk in Israel about special legislation for these crimes, because not everyone will be able to be specifically connected to a specific crime. So it could be there's going to be more of a general kind of a special legislation for this particular crime against humanity that was done.
Itamar Marcus of the Palestinian Media Watch, Malcolm Holdline, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,